This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Following talks with both Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Tuesday he heard a concern about the current state of affairs in the region from both sides. He said he also heard concrete ideas from both sides that, if pursued, could help defuse the current situation. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
Blinken arrived in the region Sunday amidst one of the deadliest periods of fighting between Israelis and Palestinians in years. Speaking Tuesday from the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem, Blinken said he's asked senior members of his team to stay on in the region and continue discussions on how to implement plans to end tensions. He said in the long term, however, the U.S. sees only one solution to the situation.
The only way to achieve that goal is through preserving and then realizing the vision of two states for two peoples.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Ukraine officials Tuesday described the first wave of tanks it will receive following pledges by its Western allies. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ukraine Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba says in the first wave of contributions, the armed forces of Ukraine will receive from 120 to 140 Western model tanks, adding that these will include German-made Leopards, British Challengers, and U.S. M1 Abrams. Kuleba has declined to name specific countries contributing, saying many of them still have to make formal decisions in accordance with their internal procedures. However, he said that 12 states have pledged tanks so far, and Kyiv was working to persuade others to join. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukraine has also won support from Baltic nations and Poland for its weeks-long quest to obtain Western fighter jets. This is VOA News. Huge crowds cheered for Pope Francis as he traveled into the Democratic Republic of Congo capital Kinshasa in his Popemobile on Tuesday, beginning a visit that will highlight the human cost of decades of conflict in the vast Central African country. Francis is the first pope to visit Congo since John Paul II in 1985, when it was still known as Zaire. About half of Congo's population of 90 million are Roman Catholics. Tens of thousands of people line the route from Kinshasa's airport into town, with some breaking away to chase the Pope's convoy, while others chanted and waved Congolese and Vatican flags in one of the most vibrant welcomes of his foreign trips. Police in Paris used tear gas against protesters opposed to pension reform on Tuesday as crowds marched in cities across France. Demonstrations opposed to President Emmanuel Macron's plan to make people work longer before retirement took place in major cities, as well with pressure in the streets intensifying against a government that says it will stand its ground. Opinion polls show a substantial majority of the French oppose increasing the retirement age to 64, a move which Macron says is vital to ensuring the viability of the pension system. Scientists say a comet that hasn't been seen from Earth for 50,000 years will pass by Wednesday and be visible from the Northern Hemisphere, AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
The comet is named C2022E3ZTF, and it last visited us 50,000 years ago during Neanderthal time. Astronomer Jake Foster at the Royal Observatory says the comet should travel about 26 million miles from Earth.
Sometimes the planet Venus can get closer to us than that, so we're certainly not in any danger at all, but we are just close enough that we can get a quite nice view of it.
The harmless green comet is already visible in the northern night sky. It can be seen with binoculars and small telescopes and possibly the naked eye in the darkest corners of the northern hemisphere. I'm Ed Donahue.
A district attorney in the U.S. southwestern state of New Mexico has filed involuntary manslaughter charges against actor Alec Baldwin in the fatal shooting of a cinematographer on the set of the Western movie Rust. Santa Fe's district attorney announced her office filed the charges Tuesday. Helena Hutchins died shortly after being wounded during rehearsals at a ranch on the outskirts of Santa Fe on October 2021, Baldwin pointing a pistol at her when the gun went off. Another person who supervised weapons on the set was also charged with involuntary manslaughter. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.